We are learning Masechtas Erevin Daf Samach Amud Beis, and we are beginning from the Mishnah Daf Samach Amud Aleph on the bottom. With this Mishnah, we are going to return back to the sugyas of Tchumen. Zok the Mishnah, Misha Hayi B'Mizrach, and right now the Gemara thinks it means someone who is on the eastern side of his house coming home. Make me an Erev in the Ma'ariv on the western side. He's in the eastern side, and make me an Erev on the western side. Or B'Mairiv, or he's in the western side. Make me an Erev in the eastern side. So Im Yesh Himenu V'Lebeisai Apayim Amo V'Leruva Yoyse Mekan. If he's on the way home, let's say he's in the Mizrach, he's in the east, and from him to his house is 2,000 Amos, but his Erev is more than 2,000 Amos. They put the Erev further than 2,000 Amos away from where he is right now. Then the Alach is Mutal L'Beisai V'Also L'Ruva. He's allowed to go to his house. He gets the Erev of his house. But he doesn't get the shvisa of the Erev. Why not? Because the Erev is too far. And therefore he gets the shvisa of the bias. Are you going to ask me, why did he get the shvisa of his bias? He wanted to make an Erev. So it's like he's saying, I don't want my bias. So Rashi asks this question. And Rashi says, you only say that when you're bederech, and the question is to be kind of shvisa right here, or by the Erev. So there, the Erev doesn't work, so you get nothing. But here, where it's your house, so if the Erev doesn't work, you automatically revert back to your shvisa in your house, because that's the stam shvisa of a person. And just by saying, I want to make an Erev, it's not being oikrit. And the halach is, he gets the mutal base of asa l'ruvay. Let's say his house is too far, but the Erev is closer. L'ruvay al-payim amal, l'base of yasim mekan. Let's say for the Erev, to get to the Erev is within 2,000 amas, but the bias is not within 2,000 amas of where he's coming from now. So you can't make kind of shvisa there. If it can't also the base, it's also to get the shvisa of your house. Also doesn't mean also to walk to your house. It's possible sometimes with the Erev you can walk to the house. It means you don't get the shvisa of your bayis. So muta leiruva, and it's muta to go with the shvisa of your Erev. Another halacha. If you put your Erev in the 70 amas around the city, Rashi learns that there was one of the houses that were within 70 amas of the city. Halacha is that was squares off the city. So the chiddush is, you put the Erev there, that's like putting it in the city. You didn't do anything, because it's a city anyway. You're shvisa in the city anyway. You told someone to put an Erev somewhere, you put it in the Ebura Shalir, you didn't gain anything. It's the same shvisa you had anyway, because when you put an Erev in the city, it gives a shvisa for the city. You're in the city anyway. So Ebura Shalir has din of a city. But not suru chutz l'tchum, you put it out of the Ebura Shalir, like the Gemara will explain what the word chutz l'tchum means. Then, afilo ama achas, even one ama, mashaniskar ho-mapsiv, what he gains on one side, he loses on the other side. Like Rashi explains, let's say you put the Erev 1,000 Amos to the west of your city. So now you get 2,000 Amos each direction from that Erev. So let's say one side you get 2,000 Amos, the other way you get 1,000 Amos for your city. Let's say your city is 500 Amos wide, then the loch is the whole city counts as Dalat Amos, and you get another 1,000 Amos out of your city. So what do you lose? You lost 1,000 Amos, because you used to get 1,000 Amos out of the eastern side of the city, the other side of the city. And now you only have 1,000 Amos. Why? Because you put the Erev 1,000 Amos all the way. So Mashaniska, what you're gaining to that direction, will maps it to the other direction. That's what our Mishnah says. Now let's go to the Gemara. It said in the first part of the Mishnah that someone put the Erev, he was in the Mizrach, he was in the east, and he told his son to put the Erev in the Ma'ariv. Or he was in the Ma'ariv, he told the son to put the Erev in the Mizrach. And it says, it depends where you're closer. So Gemara says, "Kazaka daitach lemizrach lemizrach beisel lemarav beisel." When it says "marav lemizrach," means to your house. So what it means like this: that you are on the eastern side of the house. And you told your son to put an erev on the marav side of the house, on the western side of the house. So the Gemara says, "The bishlama himenu lebeisel payim ama bishlama the reisha." It says the case was that you could reach your house within 2,000 amas, but leruva yaisi mekan, the erev is further than 2,000 amas. Therefore, it's not a good erev. So that's Meshkachas, Lord, the Moti Lebeis, Lord, the Ruva. It's possible because he was on the eastern side of the house, and in between him and his son was a house. And the son went to the other side of the house and put the Erev there. So it's very possible that I could reach the house within 2,000 Amos, but the Erev is further away, and I can't reach it. But the other case, that he says, that for him to the Erev is 2,000 Amos, and to the house is further. How is that possible? I'm on the eastern side of the house, the Erev is on the western side of the house, so how could the house be further than the Erev? Doesn't make sense. So the Gemara, Om Rav Yitzchok, Misarvis, Mizruch, Mizruch, Beisa, Yilmar, Mar, Beisa. It says Mizruch, Mar, doesn't mean Beisa, not of the western side of the house, east side of the house. Loy, Lemizruch, Benoy, Lemar, Lemar, Benoy. It means that he was coming to the east, and his son made the Erev to the west of where the son was standing, not where of the bayis. So it's possible that his house was still very far away, and he put it to the west, but it wasn't talking about the west of the house. That's one teretz. Rabbi Rashi lo amano, it was taka, it means, like it says, west of the house. Still, it's possible. How is it possible? The bayis was off to the diagonal. If you look at the picture on Rashi, like this, he's coming on the eastern side, walking towards his house, but the house is all the way to the left of him. And the son put an eriv to the western side of the house, but put it in his direction straight ahead. So it's possible he could reach there with 2,000 amos and be still more than 2,000 amos away from his house, because the diagonal always is 2/5 longer away. So it's possible he can reach the bayis and he can reach the eruv. That's what it means. Even though it meant mizrach, mizrach beisai, marav, marav beisai, it's still possible that he could reach the eruv and not reach his bayis. The Mishnah said afterwards, "Reisa ruvu seche buri shel ir," then it's like put it in the city. But he put a chutz l'tchum, then whatever you gain that side, you lose on that side. So where's the chutz l'tchum? If you put an eruv out of your tchum, then you can't. It's not a good eruv. So the chutz l'tchum la'ema chutz l'ibur. Chutz l'tchum means out of your ibur. That's what it means. Put it out of the ibur of the city. It said in the Mishnah, "Mashna niskahu mafsid." Whatever you put in that direction, let's say 1,000 amos, so you lose 1,000 amos in the other direction. Frank the Gemara, "Mashna niskahu v'sulay," is all what you lose. "Va'atanya lunta nebraisa." You put an eruv inside the ibur shalir, which means within the 70 amos of the city, where there's not a house within 70 amos of the city. So that's considered the city itself. It's not a good eruv. Not that you didn't do anything. It's a good eruv. You didn't do anything. You're the same shvisa. Put it out of the ibur shalir. Fill a amachas in one ama. Mistakar is ama. You gain that ama to the other direction. Umafsas call it ir kula. You lose the entire city. For example, if the city is 5,000 amas wide, and you put the eruv one ama out of your city to the west, now you can only walk from that eruv 2,000 amas to the middle of the city. You can't walk the whole city. So you know what you lost? You didn't lose one ama, you lost thousands of amas. Because until now, when you were shavus in the city, you could walk the whole entire 5,000 amas in the city and walk 2,000 amas in each direction. Now, you can't even walk halfway to the city. Forget about 2,000 amas all the side of the city. You can't even go halfway into the city. So you're losing much more than an ama. So why is that Mishnah saying, "Masha niskahu mafsid," what you gained on one side is exactly what you lost on the other side? It's not true. You lost much more by putting the air of one ama out. Let's read it inside again. Because the ear counts as part of the 2,000 amas when you count 2,000 amas, and if it's a very wide city, you won't get the city. So tomorrow, you're right. When you have an eruv and it ends, the 2,000 amas from the eruv ends in the middle of the city, then you have to count every inch in the city. But when you put an eruv, let's say 1,000 amas out of a city, and the city is only 500 amas wide, so the 2,000 amas goes past the city, then the city is only counted as 4 amas, and then you say, "Masha niskarhu mafsid," only loses what he gained on the other side. Like Rav Idi said, someone was on the way, going towards the city, and he made his eruv on in the field, and now he's walking towards the city. And his 2,000 amas ends in the middle of a city. He only gets half the city. But if from his makom shvisa the city gets swallowed up in his 2,000 amas, calls of dasa v'soifayir, if the 2,000 amas goes till the end of the city, nasas loyir kula kadalat amas, the whole city becomes like 4 amas. Umashlim as a shar, and he gets the rest of his tchum after. Let's say he went 1,000 amas, he counts that for 4 amas, and he gets another 996 amas on the other side. That's Rav Shuvi Balevi's halacha that was saying that depends. Kosev das v'chatzir, you have to count every inch of the ear towards your 2,000 amas. If kosev das v'chatzir, which means the whole city is swallowed up in within 2,000 amas, the whole thing counts as 4 amas. And that's what our Mishnah means also in the case of kosev das v'chatzir. Omar of Idi, Rav Idi says, we learn Rashi's pshat, Omar of Idi, Ein elu ela divrei nevi'os. These words of Shulman Levi is divrei nevi'os. How in the world did he think of this even? He must be a Navi. Or because he didn't bring a raya to this. And why would you think of this yourself? Mali kolso b'chatzir, mali kolso b'sayfir. What's the difference if it goes halfway through the city, the whole city? What is the difference? How do you think of this nafgamina that it depends if it ends halfway through a city or going through the whole city? That was his question. Now, one thing just to speak out, that l'chayram, Every time, let's say someone lives in a city that's 5,000 amas wide, he puts the Erev 1,000 amas out of his city, how is it the good Erev? He can't reach his place where he is to the Erev, because if the Erev doesn't go through the whole 5,000 amas city, it only ends off halfway through a city. If he lives in the second half of the city, he can't reach his Erev. How does he make an Erev? So on that, we have this idea, Tosfos Rosh brings down, it's called Lomba, that if I sleep in this city, even though I made my Erev outside, I can walk the whole city if I sleep in the city. If I sleep by the Erev, then I can't get the whole city. But if I sleep in the city, then I could walk this whole city. It's called the Din of Lomba. Just as I think a speak out, the very important from Tosfos and Tosfos Rosh, happens to be that we had this idea in Rashi, Daf Lamed Chesam Beis around, Lamed Tesam Beis, Rashi has the same idea of Lomba. So the Gemara said that this must be different in Avias, that Kol Shavos V'Chatzei Yir, it doesn't get the whole city, not Dalet Amos, but the Kol Shavos V'Chatzei Yir, it gets Dalet Amos. He says, Ain't no different in Avias. Amar Rava, it's not true, it's a Mishnah. Tavar Tanina, both things are a Mishnah. If you Rava's Girsa of the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah, if you can look at the next Mishnah, Samachal, it says, Anchi Ir Gdayla, the people from the big city, Mahalkim, is called Ir Katana. They walk the whole small city, and the Girsa that Rava has is the Ain Anchi Ir Katana, Mahalkim, is called Ir Gdayla. And the Anchi Ir Katana cannot walk the whole Ir Gdayla. So let's see inside, Armor, Tavar Tanina, Anchi Ir Gdayla, Mahalkim, is called Ir Katana. The Ain Anchi Ir Katana, Mahalkim, is called Ir Gdayla. So what does that mean? Exactly like Rav Shimon Levi. The Anchi Ir Gdayla, they could walk the whole Ir Katana. Why? Because it's the whole city is swallowed in their tchum. But the Ir Katana cannot walk the whole Ir Gdayla because the Ir Gdayla is not swallowed up in the Ir Katana's tchum. My time, Elohim, the Hani calls him Dasa Bechatzi Ir, because this one, the Midah, the 2000 Amos, ends in the middle of the city, the middle of the Gdayla. That's why you can't walk the whole Gdayla, the whole big city. The Hani, and the case where you live in the big city, calls him Dasa Bechatzi Ir, that the Midah goes to the end of the city. So Lachar is the first Mishnah. So what's Rav Idi's question saying it's different Avias? It's a Mishnah. Rav Idi, Anche Tani, Umukum Laban Noisin, Avamoide Leutnan. His gear says both Anche Yigdel Mahakas Koktana, but Anche Yigtana Mahakas Koktaila. And what's the reason for that? Like the Mishnah says itself, because if Anche Yigdela that put the Erev in the Ir Katana, they get the whole Ir Katana. Like it says, Keita, Mishai Bir Gedel, Masaruva Ir Katana. Or Be'er Katana is Be'er Gedolah. You put the Erev in that place, you can walk the entire city. You can walk that entire city because you put an Erev in that city. So that's what it means. It means they both could walk, and it doesn't, you know, Raya Bechlal, they didn't call somebody Dasai. Let's read it inside one time. Rav Idi, Anchi Anchi Tran, that they could go. Anchi Erev Katana Mahakas Kol Gedolah, and Anchi Erev Katana Mahakas Kol Gedolah. Anchi Anchi Tran, Mukalab and Noisin, Ava Moideloi. They put it by putting an Erev there, but not by measuring. Ava Moideloi Tran. It doesn't say anything about measuring there.